This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. So on this segment, I've been talking about a lot of different random dating trends that have been going on. Mm-hmm. And this one, I want to see how Reggie feel about this, since you are a single guy correspondent.
Hate it. Sorry, what was it?
Oh, you said what? You hate it.
Huh? I forgot.
So I want to get your thoughts on this. So it's a new trend these Gen Z women are doing, especially in
you
city.
Lost me at Gen Z.
Yeah,
it's good. Good, considering that you are very much older than them.
I'm saying I'm not a big fan.
Yeah. No, I know, but I'm saying just you should have that level of distance regardless.
Yes.
Yeah. Otherwise, we'd have to have some questions about you there,
you
Lopez.
Would.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's a new thing they are doing in cities like NYC, Seattle, and all that stuff. They are using specifically the women are using dating apps like Hinge to help get guys to build furniture and stuff for them. Mm-hmm. So what they do is this is called Bob the Builder trend, when they update their profiles for prompts that will appeal to handy men. So what they do is they match up with somebody, and as a first date, they come over to the house to help put up, help do some handiwork around the house, put up a shelf or build a bed and stuff like that.
What I find amazing
about this.
How do
you feel about this? How would you feel if somebody say, first date, hey, you could come over, but you could help me put together this IKEA shelf?
Yeah, that's some nonsense. And here's the thing. I don't have any problems putting together furniture for folks. Mm-hmm. There's apps for this. Like, there are literally apps to get handy people to help you build stuff. Of course, I imagine that the payment is the issue here.
Yeah.
This is weird, man. This is real weird behavior, man.
So,
like, I get it. People need their stuff put together. You ain't got no friends. You ain't got no homeboys. Nothing like
it's
that.
It's not even weird to me. You're being used, guys.
Well, certainly.
You're being 100% used.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's IKEA, that makes it even worse. Yeah,
that was also a thought. I was like, you mean the
IKEA's
one?
IKEA's the worst.
Well, the tough thing, like, they're easy to put together, but also the instructions are non-existent. So yeah. I can understand how you get to that place. But most of the furniture nowadays, if you put it together yourself, it's pretty easy. Like, actually, I ask myself, all right, I have questions for a lot of these women, which is, where is your self-respect? Like, you don't believe yourself capable of making this happen? These are not that hard anymore.
Yeah
so one woman who is in from Brooklyn, she shared that several matches helped her redecorate her apartment, including buying plants, hanging up decor, and in one case, one actually became her boyfriend.
Oh, really?
He said
that's
that like,
the part I don't believe.
He said it like it was a surprise.
Yeah.
Man, he actually made this through.
Yeah.
That's
he said, hey, I put this bed together. We might as well lie in it.
Yeah.
I did all this work.
He's like, man, that TV
it's our
is,
bed now.
That TV is really flush on the wall. You know what? Let's go on a date.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
You know what? I got my toothbrush and my backpack in the car.
Here's the other thing that we need to admit here, even though it's three guys in this room.
guys are dumb when it comes to stuff like that.
Wait, why are you saying dumb? No, this could be a calculator.
No,
look, here's the thing.
No, you're dumb. Like, sure, I'll come build it. I'm sure it, you know, will become.
If it's a soulmate, I'm sure. But see, if it's a hot enough girl,
that's why we're
guy,
dumb.
A guy would do it.
A guy will do anything.
Why do you say that's dumb? Like, look, man, here's the thing. In the marketplace, especially one that is saturated as such as the dating pool can be, use your skills and talents to get ahead, right? Some people are deeply charismatic. Some people good with a wrench. But I don't know. Like, use what you got to your availability.
But see, this is the thing. A really hot girl be taking advantage of guys all the time.
You think?
Where they a girl will be sitting there and like, hey, I'm going to call this dude over so he can paint my whole house.
Yep, yep.
And I'm not giving them a chance at all.
And you
I'm
know why?
Just keep
because
stringing them
guys
along.
Are dumb. That's the gist of this whole conversation.
The dumb part is a guy not realizing he's being used.
Right,
and they
right.
thinking they got a chance. That's the dumb part.
Hey, man, game recognized game to some degree. Yeah. I do think that there's got to be a significantly better way to get your stuff built, though. I will say that. But, hey, I mean.
This is like a dumbed-down version of, yeah, I think that stripper really likes me.
But sometimes they do.
No, they don't. No, they don't. No, they don't.
Man. All right, it's the mixtape in the Loot Sports Radio 610. Speaking of strippers and all that good stuff.
I didn't know we were going there.
I got a PSA for people. Don't interrupt somebody's conversations with a porn star.
Mm-hmm.
So I will explain why. So it was a streamer walking around. I guess it was like a porn event convention. And it was a guy having a one-on-one conversation with a porn star. And this streamer just came up to him trying to interview him and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a little frustrated, like, hey, wait, I'm talking to her. Give me 5 minutes. I'm talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually he ended up trying to talk to the porn star to see, hey, what was y'all talking about? This is how that sounded.
Okay.
I hate to interrupt this conversation right now.
You want to interrupt it, buddy?
I know, but this might be good for you. How much do I have to pay?
No, bro, I'm talking to her right now. Can you just give me 5 minutes?
This is important, though. I was going to give you a lap. I was going to pay for your lap dance.
Bro, give us 5 minutes. Then
all right.
you get the time.
You just missed out on a great opportunity, my friend.
Opportunity of a lifetime.
Yo, my guy's trying to dial in, bro. He's really trying to lock the in.
What was that guy saying before?
When I was talking to anybody, it's none of your damn business. See you later.
That was great. Thank you for that.
So explain, the last voice was the guy that was interrupting.
Yeah, right?
He then went up to the porn star.
Yeah, that's what I
thought.
And
said, hey, what was that guy, what was y'all talking about?
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty upset.
Here's the thing, dog. These cameras done ruined us, bro. These cameras in these phones. Because this dude is clearly creating some level of content or whatever.
Yeah.
Streaming live.
Yeah, let me stream and go interrupt people.
And that's
like,
that's kind of the new popular thing, too. Just walking around just on live stream.
Mm-hmm.
Just with a microphone, just butt-ass naked live.
Just wait, what?
Butt-ass naked live.
I thought you meant they were butt-ass naked while they were live. Got you. Okay, cool. I'm back in it. You lost me for a minute.
Says the guys who said butt booty naked open.
Booty naked? Yeah, booty butt naked open. That's right. Yeah, dog, why are you in people's face while they clearly having a conversation, interrupting them? Like, where are the manners? Where is your mom and your daddy who were supposed to have taught you to let people be in a situation where they're clearly having a conversation? Because, like, that was rude as hell. Like, I get it. Hey, I'm trying to do something nice for you. No, you're trying to do something nice for yourself because you're trying to use this opportunity to make content. Get out of them people's business, especially, like, okay, let's say you meant it in good faith. You walked up to them like, hey. When buddy tells you not right now, fall back.
Yeah, it's not right now.
Yeah, to me that's kind of that's like if you trying to talk to a chick and your homeboy is like, hey, yo, what's up? I'm like, yo, chill, man. Like, like, set the screen, just go over there a little bit. Let me go one on one right now.
Yeah.
And that's clearly what the guy was trying to do. I don't know what they was talking about, but. Yeah, he was just like, man, just give me 5 minutes.
No, Reggie nailed it. That guy had nothing. He wasn't doing anybody any favors.
He was just trying to create a viral moment. That's all it was.
Exactly.
I do love the old boy over here. And to be fair, he might have just like, you know, strippers are human beings as well. Like, he might have just had a friend or talked to her or whatever. I do like the idea that buddy thought he was about to get busy. He was like, look, man, we got action over here.
He trying to lock it down.
We about to lock in. About to get digits and all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So earlier today, you know, breaking news, we got the news about C.J. Gardner-Johnson being helped off the field. Or was it carted?
He was carted off. Yeah.
Yeah, carted off the field. We're still waiting on an update for that to see what's going on. So thoughts and prayers to him. And hopefully it's not too bad, man, because I want to see him in the Texas uniform balling out, man. That's one person I was excited to see.
Mm-hmm.
So he was showing some love to a local restaurant. I want to say it was a couple weeks ago. It wasn't yesterday. It was a couple weeks ago. And this is a spot we actually had yesterday. So shout out to Jesse's Burgers and Shakes. They pulled up on us, and it was a pretty good burger.
I loved it.
Yeah, I had the double clutch burger, the smash burger. It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And C.J. Gardner-Johnson, he was doing his stream, and he actually looked up the place. He was looking up the place live on his stream, and I think he might have been a little more excited than we were about those burgers yesterday.
Look at this shit. This shit is fire. Oh, yeah. On my way. After the raid, can I get part ownership in this? I want to like invest in this. Definitely supporting, bro. You definitely supporting, bro. Look up Jesse Burgers and Shapes. Jesse, oh, let me see something. Oh, this look, bro, this look good as a. Oh, you tripping, bro? Oh, this is hard. I might pull an IRL stream here, bro. Let's check the menu out, chat. Oh, look at that. Ooh, straight fry for that seasoning.
He's loving that burger.
You tripping,
man.
With the cookies and cream? Man. Hey, Jesse, I spot 100 burgers. 100, I spot a, what is it? Burgers and fries for the community. We'll do my backpack giveaway. It's my school back to school drive at your for the kids come out, get burgers, fries, shake. Hey, Jesse, I'm going to follow y'all right quick, bro. Follow me back. Oh, y'all already follow me. Oh, yeah. On my way. Bro, can I ask a question? Can I get part ownership in this? Like, can I buy
He's
into this?
He's serious about this.
He is.
I want to, like, invest in this. That'll be a great investment. It's burgers and fries. We're definitely supporting, bro. He definitely supporting, bro.
He was all in He's on it. Giddy. Didn't even take a bite of the burger.
That's
yet,
the thing
man.
That gets me. Like,
yeah. It's one thing to go to the place and then try, like, ooh, yeah, you know, and then you start talking. He's just looking at the website and the Instagram. Mm-hmm.
All right, I
he
feel
was
like,
all in.
I feel like it's one of two things. Either CJ was doing a lot in that moment, or does he have the ability to just like tell if something's good just off of looking at it? Because like the idea that and a burger, we've seen, I mean, we've lived long enough to see a burger that maybe looks real good, doesn't taste as good, or whatever. Now, I can tell you, I can't confirm, burgers were very good. But how did he know that in that moment to the place where he was ready to put money down right then?
Or option number three, what time of night was this?
You think he might have been hungry?
I think something might have made him hungry.
Something might have made him hungry.
Yeah.
You're just assuming things, huh?
I'm asking because
it wasn't even just the burger. He was like, "Ooh, they got the fries," and I was
cookies
like,
"Cookies and cream shakes."
I was like, "The fries?"
But he was flat out giddy. And I'll say it again. I just as soon as this guy hit town, I'm like, "I love this guy."
Yeah,
I just love
nah.
This
he
guy.
Was all in on that, yeah, man. Yeah. I will say the burger was really good, man.
I love mine.
If you want to check them out, I think they are in New Caney, and Porter.
Yeah.
So CJ gonna be going out there.
CJ gonna be spending a lot of money if that's how he reacts to good food.
Yeah.
Like I know Philly ain't a bad food town, don't get me wrong. And he's been in New Orleans, which is a great food town. If that's how he's gonna act every time he sees a good burger or a good food, he will be buying up a good portion buying stock in a lot.
And he's donating a bunch for his charity.
Yeah. He wants them to pull up because I think he's doing the back to school thing for the kiddos. Yeah. Yeah, man, they're going to be eating pretty good if they got that all squared away. Mm-hmm. But salute to Jesse's Burgers and Shakes, man. That, pretty good, and I think CJ, if he didn't have it yet, I think he will really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. We got football tonight, man.
Yes, we do.
We got some football tonight. We got some Friday. Houston Texans playing this Saturday.
Four straight days.
The Vikings, yeah, man. It's going to be a good week for some little preseason football. So I wanted to ask y'all this. I want us to take our eyes off of our own papers.
Okay.
So not really looking at the Houston Texans and all that. So only preseason, not counting the Houston Texans or regular season. Mm-hmm. What are some players you plan on keeping an eye out on throughout the next couple days in preseason? I ain't saying watch the whole game or anything like that, because I got a little list of players I kind of want to check in on.
Cool.
I definitely want to check in on Shedeur Sanders. Mm-hmm. He started for the Cleveland Browns, I want to say, on Friday.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not sure how long he's going to play. He might play the whole game, depending on how that quarterback room looking. Mm-hmm. Everybody hurt. But I'm going to definitely keep an eye out on that game. I want to see what Travis Hunter looked like.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm definitely going to tap in. I don't know how long he's going to play, if he's going to play. But I definitely want to tap in with that. I want to see Cam Ward. I want to see how he play. I'm guessing he probably going to play. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to sit him out. And Ashton Jeanty, I want to check in on Ash. I kind of want to check him out, see how he play in his first preseason game. Also, I do want to kind of check out the other quarterbacks that went before Shedeur, just to kind of see how they look, because you got Jaxson Dart.
Yeah.
I'm sure he probably going to get some playing time. And that slow. What's that dude from?
Tyler Shuck?
Shuck.
Yeah. I kind of want to see how he looks. His training camp videos ain't been looking the best.
We didn't even talk about this earlier. Ashton Jeanty, for me, he's getting rave reviews, camp reviews, obviously, but rave reviews. I think it'd be fun to watch him a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just interested in seeing the Raiders in general. I think that offense is going to be intriguing, especially I've always liked Geno Smith quite a bit, so I want to see that. But you guys, when you're mentioning kind of rookies, because I imagine that's where a lot of this leans outside of some of like some veterans in different places. I want to watch the Colts for this additional reason of Tyler Warren. Like, I want to see what he looks like and how they're able to utilize him. Of course, that depends and hinges on the idea of one of them quarterbacks being able to get him the actual football.
Mm-hmm.
What are you dealing with when it comes to actual weapons that could possibly you could see twice a year? And Tyler Warren is probably one of the ones that is the most interesting outside of the ones that you already mentioned, like Travis Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. That is the Figgies mixtape. You catch it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. And yes, I see you, Texter. You're not wrong. Pimp C would very much be disappointed in a lot of that segment. But rest in peace to the man, Chad Butler. All right, coming up.
We're some family, man. We're trying to get this paper. We ain't no freaks.
All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive, Clint Ron. We'll do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.